Hello there. This is Em from the Nautical Twist podcast. I wanted to do this episode as a follow-up actually to last week's podcast where I had mentioned that I actually had injured my back. And actually in the time when I did that, I've learned more, a little bit more about like what happened and what I ended up injuring and everything like that. And basically, I'm really clumsy anyway. I'm usually getting hurt all the time and things like that. But this has been a little bit worse because I actually ended up injuring my sciatic nerve triggering my sciatic nerve. And it made it very difficult for me to have the option of doing the things that I want to do. I actually couldn't even sit comfortably or lay down comfortably. It was hard to find a comfortable position. And usually, those of you who've heard previous podcasts, you know that I teach Zumba, and I'm used to being pretty physically active, or at least with Zumba. And then knowing that I have the option and the strength to be able to be active in other things. Although it's funny because over the summer I realized that I actually had gotten kind of lazy. Just really relaxed. Oh, it's hot outside. I'll just chill inside, read a book, do this, do that in the house. And I actually didn't even think about it until once I got injured. I realized that I was kind of taking for granted the fact that I was able to move, the fact that I had the ability before this injury to really move around and do what I wanted to do. And I didn't really take advantage of it properly this summer. And so it's interesting because with this happening, it actually forced me to think a little bit more. I guess I became more passionate about wanting to be able to actually move, not just have the option of moving because I'm healthy and well. But now I was like, I don't want this feeling to weigh me down. I don't want this to stop me or get me to the point where now I'm so out of shape. Once by the time that I actually fully recover, I won't be able to teach Zumba. I won't be able to do these things. Now I'm able to comfortably walk. And so I really am just using that as a way to really start to take advantage of what my body is able to do without causing like major pain and things like that. And I don't know, I actually, because of this, it forced me to get out of that laziness feeling. And I just had the desire to be as proactive as possible because I don't want to get stuck if I can help it. And it also reminded me of like, even in terms of travel, you know, just always, I always want to do what I'm able to do. Like financially, it's not always to get, things aren't always like possible for me to just fly off to Europe every, you know, when I just really want to. But I do what I travel in the ways that I can, and mini trips and things like that, just trying to make the most out of it. And I was like, why can't I apply that same mentality to this and taking care of my body and making sure that I'm still actively using it, not just knowing, oh, well, I know I can cycle if I want to, or I can swim if I want to, or I can walk if I want to, but right now I don't feel like it. So this has actually pushed me out of my, out of that laziness feeling that I had, because I really want to just climb up and be stronger. And so, the thought just really, it crossed my mind, and I just wanted to come on here and share that, because I really do, it's odd, even though I don't feel my best, the drive that I have is very encouraging to me. And the more I stay on it, I've actually been also just reading very encouraging things that have kept me motivated like every day, because for me, I tend to lose momentum very, very quickly. Like I'll be excited about something like, oh yes, I'm going to go ahead and do this. But then I lose it. So I could be like, oh, I want to be on lazy this week. Well, I forget by day two or day three and it doesn't really help. But I found that the more, if I make it a regular thing for me to just read something different, maybe every day, just something simple, even if it's just a few quotes or if it's a simple article, whatever it may be, and I may draw that inspiration from different things. It may not even be related to, in fact, many cases, it's not related to currently right now me trying to just get stronger physically in the best way I can. It may be related to something completely different. But the main thing is just to see, just to be encouraged by that general idea of people. Where you are right now is not necessarily where you're going to be in a few weeks from now or a year from now or whenever. So it's worth it to take those steps every single day to try and get yourself in the best position possible to go further. So anyway, I just had wanted to come on here and share that. And no, it's not, fortunately, like hurting the sciatic nerve and everything, or irritating the sciatic nerve, it's not major damage or anything like that. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so happy about it. But still, there was still a little lesson in there, and I just had wanted to share that lesson and hopefully just add something a little positive to the day. So I want to thank you so much for listening, and I will be back with another podcast episode soon. Bye for now.